I wanna start by just kind of, you know, sharing what's been on my heart this week. A very interesting week. I woke up on Monday to go and just to my resting place and to my morning prayer with Him, and Holy Spirit just started speaking so loud. Like this morning, He was just speaking so loud. Usually, you know, you have to really listen to hear Him, but this time He was just like, it just like vibrated the sound. He started just sharing the importance of prayer again and again. I mean, over the years, I have learned this just so many different like perspectives, dimensions of what it is, prayer, how important it is, you know, how much we should be steady in it, you know, how much we should just have the right perspective on it. Not a religious perspective, but like a connection to the Father perspective. And this time on Monday, you know, He started showing me a vessel. We are a vessel that Jesus has paid the price for us to be carriers of the Holy Spirit. We carry Him on the inside already. He doesn't come as in the Old Testament as an anointing on you. He came, He lives in us. Every believer that was born again, Holy Spirit lives inside of you. I mean, it's 101, it's so simple. But at the same time, Holy Spirit, right after that, He took me and He just showed me from the Bible that vicious scene when Jesus came into the temple and He was just straight up like, I mean, in my words, you know, He was pissed off. When He started seeing people selling things in the temple, when He started seeing that people are just disrespecting God's house, He got mad. He started flipping everything, you know. And I don't know if he pushed people or what that looked like. Probably not, but He was just really vicious. I mean, that's one of the clearest things, you know, in the Bible, that Jesus got so vicious. He got so passionate. He got so frustrated. You know, and Holy Spirit just spoke to me at that time, you know, we as vessels of God, as you know, after we are born again as body, soul, and spirit, we should be walking prayer houses because we are His temple. That was like Jesus, for Jesus, that was the highest priority, to connect with the Father and just to be in prayer. So just out of that right now, I know, you know, so many different preachers and people are talking about we're entering into a new norm right now. And what is the norm going to be for you guys? I really want to start out with, you know, with some questions for you guys. Rethink your life right now. Don't be as just sheep in a flock fold, you know, just following and just going with the flow in life. Think and really make conscious decisions. Why do you do the things that you do? Why do you go to churches that you guys go to? Why do you stay connected to the people that you stay connected to? Why do you have the habits that you have? Why do you choose the gods and idols that you choose instead of the living God? If you know, if you once, many years back, have chosen Jesus Christ and you're far away from him even right now, you know, in places where you don't even believe in Him, ask the hard questions and ask them right now, because whatever God is doing globally right now, this is going to be shifting our whole realities, and we are going to be entering into some crazy new seasons. But with that, all that being said, I just want to ask the Holy Spirit right now, Holy Spirit, take us into the heart of the Father right now. Let us see clearly what kind of answers He has been preparing for us. More like, what kind of questions are you bringing to our hearts right now, and what kind of questions are you bringing into our minds right now? Because a lot of times that's how you do it, Holy Spirit. You put a question in our heart, and when we answer that question, we realize that you just wanted us to know that revelation. You wanted us to see clearly what your plan is, either for our society or for our personal lives or for our families. Holy Spirit, I just release these questions right now. I want to release these questions right now, that you are just the ones that are hungry for you right now. The ones that are making the choice to connect with you, to set their gaze on you right now, Holy. I just ask that you put those special questions into their hearts, that they will be captivated right now. They will not do another religious prayer, something that they have been doing, something that they're used to, but their prayer is going to be completely different right now. Their prayer is going to be completely focused on you, grabbed, and like you're going to have their all a hundred of their focus, of their heart right now, that they're not going to be able to leave your presence or get distracted in their minds or in their hearts right now. Holy Spirit, I just invite you right now into this place, into this atmosphere right now, over every person that's going to be hearing these beats. They're going to be hearing our voices right now. I just want to decree and declare the shifting of atmosphere for your freedom to come right now into the sons and daughters right now. Holy Spirit, we love you. We believe in you because you are so faithful. You are so real. And the reason why we are on this stage right now, the reason why we want to decree your name, we want to come in agreement again, because we know you are real. You bring freedom. You bring power. You bring authority. You are the beginning and you are the end. And you are always faithful. It doesn't matter if we didn't get our answer yesterday. We know that you are walking with us every single day. You are there with us. We are passionately hungry for you right now. We are passionately thirsty for you right now. And I just want to give you the stage. I just want to give you the whole attention right now, Jesus. I just ask that you have your way right now in every heart, in every area right now. And just release, Holy Spirit, release your powerful wave of just your freedom over our region, the Seattle region, Washington region, Papa. Release your glory tonight, my King Jesus.
Thank you. но перед этим ты отделишь черное от белого. Ты отделишь людей. Ты уже поделил нас. Ты поделил нас. Это время, которое разделило нас внутри. Начинается это время, когда мы будем признаваться сами к себе, кем мы являемся, в кого мы верим, на чем мы стоим. Больше невозможно прятаться. Невозможно прятаться за церковью. Невозможно прятаться за служением. Невозможно прятаться. Мы остаемся один на один с собственным отражением. И уже наступило это время, когда молящиеся начнут молиться еще больше. Когда кричащие и ищущие Бога начнут кричать еще громче. Когда люди полностью отданные Тебе, абсолютно проданные Тебе, захотят еще глубже войти в Тебя. Мы видим это время, оно здесь. Ты отделяешь это время, оно само по себе отделило и разделило нас. И мы стоим перед Тобой, Отец. Мы прямо сейчас стоим за тех, кто не верит. Мы стоим за тех, кто сомневается. Мы стоим за тех, кто задает вопросы. Мы стоим за тех, кто разочарован в Тебе, кто не видит прорыва, у кого умирают люди в семьях и нету ответа. Мы стоим, Иисус, мы сегодня стоим за этих людей. Мы стоим и говорим, пусть придет жажда, пусть спустится огонь. Это неплохо быть честными. Это неплохо задавать вопросы Тебе. Это неплохо. Это по-честному. Но мы стоим за тех людей сегодня, кто потерялся. Мы стоим за тех, кто начал сомневаться. Мы стоим за тех, кому больно сегодня. И я прошу Тебя, Дух Святой, просто опускайся на каждую душу. Нежно, как любящая мать, обнимай каждую душу. Это время наступило, но перед этим прорывом, перед этим пробуждением, ты наведешь порядок в своем доме, ты поставишь человека на место и сам сядешь на трон церкви. Ты заявишь и напомнишь, кем ты являешься. Все, что руки человека изуродовали, ты просто восстановишь. Религия, она начнет просто таять от твоей чистоты, от твоей любви к твоему народу. Каждый грех, он будет высветлен, и он будет прожжен твоим огнем святым, твоей святостью, Бог. Я верю, что это время, оно самое классное. Это то, что не подлежит человеческому контролю. Это то, что человек признается, что здесь нужна сильнее сила. И это особое время для Тебя, Бог. Для Тебя, Бог. Просто входить в каждую церковь, в каждую церковь, входить в дома, входить в сердца и в жизни людей и расставлять все по своим местам. Это уникальное время для каждого из нас. Начать жить по-честному, начать вещи называть своими именами, говорить правду, искать Твоего лица. Я люблю это место, где написано, когда ученики не знали, и они не смогли исцелить. Там написано, они взяли Иисуса из толпы, они вытянули Его и начали спрашивать, почему они не могут исцелять. И Он сказал, этот род, необходимо пост и молитва. но я восхищаюсь этим преследованием Тебя и Твоего лица. Они вытащили Тебя из толпы. И я верю, что наступает это время для нас, когда все наши вопросы, они не могут остаться без ответа. Когда все наши сомнения, они уже не могут просто раствориться. Мы должны пойти и найти Тебя, Иисус, и вытянуть Тебя из этой толпы, и задавать Тебе вопросы по-честному, быть настоящими, говорить, что мы чувствуем. Я не верю в другое христианство. Я не верю в другого Бога. Я верю, что это должно быть настоящим, где мы можем быть искренними и честными, где по-другому нет смысла жить. Просто приведи каждого из нас в этот сезон, когда мы будем настоящими, когда мы будем просто настоящими, когда мы не сможем заигрывать с грехом, мы не сможем даже видеть себя среди другого общества, потому что мы другие, потому что внутри нас живет Дух Святой, потому что Ты назвал нас храмом. Пусть наступит это время для каждого. Не просто очередные вопросы, но абсолютно глубокая переоценка того, кем мы являемся и кем являешься Ты в нашей жизни. Просто я прошу Тебя, Иисус, не дай покоя сейчас никому. Я не знаю, или вообще можно молиться такой молитвой, но забери этот мир, забери этот комфорт и уют. Просто поставь нас в это состояние, где мы не можем спать ни днем, ни ночью, где мы должны найти Твое лицо, где мы просто это жизненно необходимо добежать, докричаться, дотянуться. Забери этот покой. Пусть придет полное неудовлетворение. Пусть внутри нашего духа поднимется этот стон, потому что мы хотим знать Тебя, потому что пришло время, потому что светильник должен быть наполнен маслом. И мы должны бежать, за этим маслом, за тем, чтобы жить, а не существовать, чтобы не просто прикрываться христианством, а быть христовыми. Не дай покоя, забери, этот комфорт. Приведи нас в это место, где мы больше не можем обманывать себя, где мы не можем сражаться, как Иаков, он дрался с тобой. Я знаю, люди проходят эти сезоны, потому что жизнь не такая, как они хотят. Жизнь не такая, но пусть эта борьба закончится. Пусть придет просто surrender. We just need to surrender. We just need to surrender and acknowledge you, God. Пусть придет этот момент, когда ты сдаешься, в самые надежные руки, самые сильные руки, когда ты смотришь в глаза Богу, и ты говоришь: я сдаюсь, я отдаюсь, я подчиняюсь, я добровольно отдаю себя, Пусть наступит это время ненормальных, поколение, которое будет просто продано. Если мы восхищались назареями, пусть поднимутся совершенно другие назареи, которые будут проданы, абсолютно проданы Тебе. Назареи, которые посвятятся от первого стука, от первого удара своего сердца, от первого вздоха до последнего. Подними это не на нормальное поколение, которое просто продастся тебе, которое станет безымянными и безлицами. Но мы найдем тебя, мы встретимся лицом к лицу, мы взойдем на эту гору преображения, мы взойдем, мы будем как те, как тот народ, который ходил вокруг Иерихона день и ночь. День и ночь, пока не падут стены, не падут стены лжи, не падут стены лжи, в которую мы верили столько лет. Мы будем ходить день и ночь и трубить, и кричать, и искать, и взывать, и любить тебя безумно, пока не падут эти стены, пока город не будет взят. Мы сегодня стоим за тех, кто не может кричать, кто боится кричать, кто потерялся. Но мы стоим и кричим, потому что стены должны пасть. Потому что стены должны пасть. Стены страха, стены осуждения, стены прошлого, стены ошибок. Эти стены должны рухнуть. Мы будем ходить. Мы будем ходить днем и ночью вокруг этих стен. Пусть поднимется эта жажда. Пусть поднимется эта жажда. Пусть наш дух, душа и сердце придет в абсолютную гармонию и подчинение твоему духу. Не этого ли мы хотим? Просто беги к нему сейчас. Просто беги к нему сейчас. Забудь, как тебя зовут. Забудь о своем прошлом. И забудь, что ты сделал не так. Просто беги к нему сейчас. Это время, когда Бог может быть найден нами. Это время, когда мы можем сидеть у ног Иисуса. Это время, когда тронный зал ожидает нас, и двери открыты. Забудь о том, что тебе надо. Просто найди Его. Найди Его присутствие. Войди в эту атмосферу живого Бога. Одна молитва, она способна разрушить стены, которые были выстроены годами. Одна молитва, и с вас снимется позор. Одна молитва, и с вас снимается унижение, обман, ярлыки и мнение общества. Один лишь шаг. Вот этот рывок к живому, к настоящему, способен полностью перевернуть. Молитва, одна честная молитва, это все, что нам надо. Как сильно ты хочешь Бога. Сам себе ответь, как сильно ты хочешь Бога, как сильно ты хочешь настоящего, как сильно ты хочешь жизни, настоящей жизни, полноты, как сильно ты хочешь слияния со святым, как сильно ты этого хочешь.
I surrender to you. Jesus Christ, I surrender to you 100%, God. I'm sorry that I'm not always 100%, Lord, but I surrender myself every day to you, every day, God. Lord, thank you for the fresh opportunity every day to come to you and to come to you 100%, Lord. Thank you for your unlimited grace, Jesus. Lord, you are the only one that, you're the only truth, Jesus. The world doesn't believe in a truth, but Jesus, you said that you are the way, the truth, and the life, God, and we're standing on that with all that we are, Jesus. We're standing on that truth with all that we are, Lord. Thank you for giving that to us. You didn't just say that willy-nilly, you said that for a reason, Jesus. That's such an important statement, and we just grab onto that, God. Thank you for saying that you are the truth, you are the only way, God, because now we can be confident in who we're really believing in, God. Now we can be the true sons and daughters of the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the only truth. You are the only absolute that there is in this world. Thank you for having the grace on this world. Thank you for having that grace on us for showing that you are the only true King. We surrender ourselves to you, Jesus, the only true God. You are a living God. You're a living God, Jesus. I'm sorry that we take you for granted sometimes. I'm sorry that we don't see that we can walk hand in hand with you, God. I'm sorry that we don't always grab onto Holy Spirit and walk with Him wherever we are, Lord. But your grace is so good that you just let us keep walking with you, Lord. You're so good, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, you are the King. You're the only absolute in this world. We can stand on that full force, Lord. You're shaking everything in this world right now. And nothing that is of you will stand. Will not stand, Lord. You're the only thing that matters in this world. You're the only rock in this world, Lord. Jesus, you're the only rock in this world that we can fully stand on, Lord. While everyone's running around, you're here always with your arms wide open, Lord. To anyone that comes to you, Lord, you are so good. Jesus, you are so good, Lord. the only real truth. You said that you are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord. That's how much better does it get? Our God is the only way, and we can stand 100% on that. We can stand 100% on the fact that our God is the one and only true way. He made a way for us that we can communicate with Him with no distractions right now. He took away all of the other idols and all of the other gods right now with this virus so that we can stand with Him and so that we can go after our God. So that we can walk with the God, the true living God. The true living God. Can you believe it? There's a true living God. Are you serious? There's a living God. How much better does it get? You blessed us so much, Lord. Jesus, you blessed us so much, Lord. There's a true living God and we can be with Him. He gave us the opportunity to be with Him. What are we doing if we're not with Him? We cannot take this for granted. We can be with the true one and only living God. We can be real Christians with no compromise whatsoever. We have this best opportunity. We can go and live, walk hand in hand with Holy Spirit 100% and experience the fullness of Christ. That's what the Bible says. That's what our God says. So what are we doing if we're not running after Him? God, I surrender to you, Jesus. I surrender to you, Jesus. You are the only one and true living God. I surrender to you, Jesus. What are we doing if we're not running after you 100%? There's nothing else that matters at all. Nothing else matters. So what are we doing if we're not running after you 100%? What are we doing if we're not running after you 100%? And even if we don't and we slip up, God, you're always with your arms wide open. How much more better does it get? Jesus, you are the only absolute that there is. And we can stand and we can tell others about you with 100% confidence. You provided everything for us. You provided everything for us, God, and all we have to do is just walk with you and accept and surrender to you. All you ask for is surrender, Lord. That's all we have to do, and we gain all of the rewards of being with the living God. We gain all of the rewards of being with the living God. Jesus, I want to be a real Christian. I want to be a real Christian with no compromise and to walk in the fullness of you. I don't even know what walking in the fullness of you can even look like, but I want it because that's what you said we can do. I don't even know what that is, and I don't even know if we can get to a little bit of it, but I want it because you said we can walk with you, and you're the living God, so I want to walk with you, God. I want you to just show the world who you are. Jesus, I want to dive into the fullness of you, Lord. I want to dive into the fullness of you, God. I want to experience who you really are. What the fullness of the living God really is, Jesus. You are so good. You're so merciful. You're so loving. Loving is the ultimate intelligence, and that's what you created us for. Love is the ultimate intelligence, and you created us for that. Jesus, you are so good. Father, you are so good. You're so good. You're so good, God. You're the only real thing that there is. You're the only absolute that we can stand on. And I can't believe that you just give it to us like this. You just give it to us free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, God. Thank you so much, Lord. Jesus. Lord, you are so good, Jesus. We can stand and walk with you hand in hand. We can stand and walk with you hand in hand with no doubt that you are the one and only God. I just cannot get over that. I cannot get over that. Everyone's in search of truth, but you're right there the whole time. Jesus, you are so good. We just bow down to you, God. I surrender to you, Lord. I surrender to you, Lord. I surrender to you, Lord. You walk with me every day. You're molding my heart. You're molding my character. I can see it in front of my face. I can see it in front of my face that you're molding my character. You're molding us, God. Jesus, you're so good. You're so so good. I can't stop saying it. Everything is being shaken, but you're still so good. The whole world is being shaken. Everything that's not of you is being burnt away, God. And we're just standing on that. We're just standing that we can just walk with the God, the real God. Jesus, we glorify you. We glorify you, Jesus, the pure one, the pure righteous one. The pure righteous one. There's nothing better than knowing that we serve the pure righteous God, the only real pure righteous God. We serve you, God. We surrender to you. How blessed we are to have this opportunity. Jesus, you blessed us beyond any measure. You blessed us on a magnitude that we cannot even come close to comprehend. Just the fact that we're conscious and that we're breathing is not even understandable. But you made it happen, Father. You made it happen, Father. Father, thank you that we can walk with you. I cannot get over that. We can walk hand in hand with the one and only living God. I cannot get over that. I haven't even seen a glimpse of it. And I'm already overwhelmed.
Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. We love you so much, and we need you, Jesus. You created us for yourself. You created us to walk with you. You created us to be fully and totally dependent on you. We weren't created to walk alone. We weren't created to walk independent of you. We need you, Jesus. We need your spirit. God, we're so broke. God, we're so broke. God, we're so broke. We need you. We need you, Jesus. We're in such desperate need of you. Oh, we're so naked, God, and we're so broke. We need you, God. We can't go about our way and keep lying to ourselves that we're okay, that we can do it on our own. Show us our nakedness, God, and how much we really need you, God. God, I pray that we would not hide from our flesh, God, but I pray that we would admit our need for you, God. I need you so much, God.
so much. I broke, God. We need your love, God. We need your healing, God. We need to be reunited with you, God. Some of you, he's wanting to call out to you. Maybe you're somebody who you've known God, you've known him, you've been the churchgoer, but you've kind of, you've just been on your own, you've been doing your own thing. And I feel like God is calling you back. God is calling you back. He loves you. Loves you. Jesus, we love you. Oh. Holy Spirit, I just pray, God, that you would make us dependent on you. I pray that you would make us fully dependent on you, God, just like you always envisioned it to be, God. That we would walk in union with you. That we would walk in union with your Spirit. God, I just pray, Lord, that you would humble our hearts, God, that we would come humble before you and recognize our need for you. Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. Come and have all of us. Come and have all of us, God. I just pray, Holy Spirit, that we would walk in full and true communion with you, God.
And all of our questioning in our hearts and minds, Lord, and we look up to you and we ask that you take it away and you shake off everything that is not of you. In Romans it says that the people were looking to set their own standard of righteousness. It was not your standard of righteousness, Lord, and we ask that you raise us up to your standard of righteousness and to your purity. To flow through us, Lord, to raise us up, that the very ground that we would walk on would honor you. Lord, we ask, we cannot do this without you, Lord. We need your strength. We need your strength, Lord. with everything that worries us, with all the doubts that come against us, Lord. We can't do it without you. You are our rock, Lord. And we say that we need you, that we can't without you, that we cannot without you, Lord. And as we lay these things at your feet, we come and humble ourselves, Lord. We humble ourselves before you. We can't do this without you, Lord. We can't continue on without you, Lord. You are closer to us than a friend, than a mother, than a father, Lord. Spirit, show us your way, and as we walk down your path, correct us, Lord. We want to live by your standards of righteousness. We want to walk in your footsteps, Lord. And we can't do it without you. Our hearts long and they call for you, Lord. Jesus, we need to feel your embrace. We need to feel you there with us. Jesus, 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 how beautiful you are, famous, how wonderful you are, Lord. Without you, without your purity, and without your love, we are nothing. We want to change, Lord, the nations. Use us as your vessel, Lord. Flow through us. Use your tongue to speak your words. You are everything. You are everything, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We lay it all down. We give it all up to you, Lord. We thank you for what you have given us, for what you do through us, Lord. Your goodness. Lord, how good you are. Raise up your righteous shepherds, Lord, that they will be a living example of your standards of righteousness. Lord, break everything else away. That no matter what, any questions, their faith will not be shaken. That their hunger will continue to grow in you, their thirst to seek you, to seek your face. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Justice. All throughout your word, it talks about how just you are, how much passion you put into your prophets in the Old Testament, how passionate they were for justice. They decreed it, they declared it. They were against people being wronged. They were against people being scammed. The poor, the widows, Lord, I just want to release your justice right now over your houses, Lord, in this nation, Lord. I want to release your justice over pastors, God, truly in this nation, Lord. I just ask that your justice, Spirit of justice, just comes on every house, Lord, and that you start structuring them, God, according to your heart, Lord. That every pastor starts waking up, God, and just start prioritizing true kingdom of heaven in their life, and that's what they're going to be manifesting. That's what they're going to be for, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, that you are just releasing honor, God, honor towards your leaders, Lord, towards pastors, Lord, from teams, their teams, Lord, and their churches, Lord. Thank you so much that they are being strengthened, Lord, that they are being supported by the ones that are by them, Lord. I just really hungry, God, to see your justice being released, God, even in this house, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, that we can move and we can walk, Lord, according to your word, that we can live, Lord, according to your spirit, Lord, who you are. We can be real, we can be raw. We don't have to believe and act in some church politics that have been created over the years, Lord. That I just ask, Holy Spirit, right now, that you break off church politics, Lord, that we don't do church on our own, Lord. Either churches have you or churches do not have you, Lord. I ask, Lord, even as a youth pastor, Lord, I'm hungering to see houses and churches, Papa, your bride nationwide, Lord, carry your spirit, Lord. We are hungering for true living God in every house, Papa, so people wouldn't get tramped, they wouldn't stumble when they come to a church, but they would see something so real, so raw, God, and they can fall in love with you, Jesus, with you, my King. That they don't have to give up halfway, Lord. That they will have moms and pops lined up in churches, God, to support them, to provide for them in every area of their lives, Papa, for their physical needs, for their soul needs, for their spirit needs, God. That you will have those moms and pops, God, that will be by their sides until they grow up and they can stand on their own two feet, God, and they can run with you, Papa. Thank you so much that abortion in the spirit does not have to happen, my King. That even in churches, no abortion needs to happen, God. That your kids, they just stop halfway. They are born again and they get deceived on such small little lies. That does not have to happen, God. That we can be fruitful, we can multiply, we can be true breed of heaven, my God. Thank you so much for raising up these sons and these daughters, Lord. I just want to give you praise and glory for what you have already done, Lord, in this house, Lord. You are raising up such beautiful hearts, God. You are raising up such beautiful, pure hearts, God, that are so hungry for you, that are passionate for you, that are real, God, that are after your word, my God, that's truly what they are lining their lives and themselves with, God, according to your word, what your word says. They don't make up illusions in their head, my King. They don't make their life the way they think life should be. But they look at your word and they pick up the truth that your word says. And that's how they start living. That they are not afraid. They come in alignment with your word, with your fresh revelation, Papa, what it says. And they start walking that out, my God. Thank you so much, Lord. Like this is just burning in my heart right now. Every heart that has been longing, to be obedient to God. I just want to encourage you. I want to release that over you right now. It's not, if you want to be obedient, this has been my prayer. This has been a request that came to me this week. I want to encourage you. If you want to be obedient to Jesus Christ and to the leading of His Spirit, open up your hearts and fully trust Him, because in Him, in Jesus, you can truly be obedient. You can truly walk out the Spirit of heaven. I'm saying this from Isaiah 11 right here. The Spirit of God, 11:2, it says, and the Spirit of the Lord will rest on Him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of He will delight. It says 11:3. He will delight in obeying the Lord. He will not judge by appearance, nor make decision based on hearsay. He will give justice to the poor and make fair decisions for the exploited. It says pretty much what this is saying. Jesus is already this. What we need to do as sons and daughters, we can just literally just come in agreement with this and just submit and surrender our hearts and our spirits to Him. So He is already this. He walked on this earth and He was fully obedient to the Father. And in Him, we can have that obedience. It's not about our striving. It's not about us wasting our time thinking that we can do it on ourselves. It's truly just giving it all to Him. In Him, we can do it. Full of His presence, we can walk it out. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid with anything that comes our ways. I just want to say that fear has different masks. You don't have to believe in fear. Whatever it looks like, just go fully hearted after Him. When we always talk about God being faithful, the way He is faithful, He will make it happen. But what's up to us, we don't have to give up. We don't have to give up in believing. We don't have to give up in pursuing Him. We just have to set our hearts and just keep on going after Him. It sounds really easy. In real life, it's really hard. So I just want to release your heart right now, Papa. Every single heart and every single person that I am speaking into right now, that desire and the longing is for obedience to You, to Your Spirit, for Your Spirit being led in them and in their lives, Lord. I just ask for a clear revelation of what this looks like, Lord, that they can fully just submit and surrender to You, Lord, and that they can truly walk out Your heart's desires, God, every day. Start with a small, God, as it's blessing somebody, as praying for somebody, and you're going to grow into major. You're going to be literally looking like Jesus, just walking and being in full obedience to Father. Thank You so much, Papa, for that word. Thank You so much for Your heart being released. Thank You, my King. I just want to glorify Your name, Jesus, for everything that You do, God, our ups and our downs, Lord. Thank You so much for this fresh revelation that You are releasing in our lives right now, in my personal life, Lord, that You are cleaning up our attitudes, Lord, that our attitudes can come alignment with Your heart's desire, God, that we can honor You, we can honor our leaders, God, we can respect You, we can honor them, we can humbly just trust You and just go after You no matter what, God. Thank You so much, Jesus, for that grace that Tommy was talking about. Lord, it is so abundant. It is so big. And we forsake it. We don't really give it enough attention. And we don't really think about how big it is and how good it is. When I was just in my lowest in life, You came. And over all these years, You have cleaned me up, Papa. My life, it's a fresh and a smell fragrance, a good fragrance to You, God. I know how much pressure my life brings to You, Lord. And how big are Your plans for my future, what You have said before me, Lord. Thank You so much for just being such a big God, full of abundance and in hope, in faith, in love, in Your peace and in Your joy, God, that in You we can be strong. In You we can be full of wisdom and understanding. In You we can truly be that light, God, that You desire us to be. Jesus, thank You so much that You are just releasing unity right now over every house in this nation, Papa. That You are just releasing understanding of every single heart, God, that is connected in ministry, that You are releasing just understanding of what Your kingdom looks like, of what needs to be done, of what their position is, of what their gifting is, that they can just grab a hold of and keep on walking. Papa, thank You so much for just birthing, Papa, this hunger and fire in this generation, Lord. We will stand and we will stand firm to see this brand new generation, God, just grab a hold of what You have prepared for them, Lord, and walk it out, Lord. Just walk it out. Jesus, we want to give You glory for that cross that you have completed that works, Lord, that we can live in it, Lord, and we get out. We don't have to strive on our own. We don't have to worry about life circumstances and things. We can just truly trust you, God. No matter what it looks like, you got this, Lord. This is your game. It ain't no Satan's game. It ain't no people that have a bunch of money. It's your game, Papa. You created life. You created every spirit, every soul in this earth, on this earth, my God. And you got this. You know every single hair that drops from our heads, Lord. That is so powerful. Every hair, that's ridiculous how detailed you are, how big you are, and you don't miss nothing. When you were creating us, it took you years. It took you thousands of years to create every heart and every soul on this planet. You don't miss a detail. Every single detail, you have thought about it. You have applied your wisdom, understanding, and insight. And you have shaped every single character, every single heart, every soul. You have shaped it with your hands, Lord. Thank you so much for just pouring out your fresh love, God, over every single person. You're pouring out that fresh first love, God, that we can passionately go after you. That we don't have to play no religious games. We don't have to act, my God, that we can just be ourselves. We can be real and we can just walk it out, my God. That we don't have to be afraid of being judged. We don't have to be afraid of no fears, no fear of success, no fear of failure. We don't have to be afraid of that, God. We can be completely submitted and surrendered to you, Jesus. You are so big. You are so good, God. You will always be the center of our focus in our lives, God. Because our lives every single year, if they become better, they become bigger. And your name is just being known, God, and released all over this world. Thank you so much for this time, for what you are doing with this season right now, with this COVID-19, God. Thank you so much for your fresh outpouring, God. I come in agreement right now as a youth pastor in this house, Papa. I come in agreement with the revival that you are bringing, God. This youth, we don't want to miss it, God. We want to be a part of your flow. We want to be a part of this next outpouring, this next forerunning season that you are going to be releasing us, God. Take us, Lord. Here we are, God. Take us, Lord. By our hand, lead us every step of the way, God. Protect us. Provide for us, God. And just love on us, Lord. I just submit and surrender this whole year to you, God, and this whole season that's following after it, God, after this whole thing just breaks over. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your raw, good, and faithful heart, God. Thank you that we can fall in love with you more and more. Oh, thank you, Jesus. One more thing I want to release. I kept on seeing hearts. Hearts that were not fully formed. They were abandoned for whatever reasons, whatever strongholds and whatever kind of lies that they were lied to. Don't give up. In Isaiah, it talks about setting your position and your heart on God. If you guys know who God is, it says that in a word. It says that God is a God. He's a rock. Jesus is a rock. When you build your life, when you build your belief system, when you build your faith, when you build your future, your presence, when you build your family, your life, your career, it does not matter. You can build it on Him because He's that rock that's not going to fail or not going to fall through. And I just want to encourage you guys, if you are lacking hope, if you are lacking faith, if you are lacking just strength, I think strength is a huge thing. I went through seasons where I was completely out of strength, and I know how hard it might be. You guys, He's your rock. He's your hope. He's that name that will never fail you. And you and your heart, that God is working out, like God's focus on every heart and on every soul is not for right now, it's for eternity. He wants to bring you into the fullness of who He created you to be. So you guys, don't give up. Don't give up. I'm so glad after a decade, I'm still going and I'm running after Him. I've been through so many different places, so many different seasons, so many different dark places, light places, mountains, hills, literally, and sometimes just pits, straight up depressive pits. I know what a lot of different things, I know what a lot of different things look like. And one thing that you just don't give up. You keep on going and you always see that light at the end of the tunnel, because God is always there. God is training us. He is training His will in our lives, our hearts, the way our hearts, what He does with our hearts. It is so amazing. He literally, every single person, it is so different. We are so beautiful in Him. And yet, every single year, every single choice that we make, when we submit and surrender to Him, He has the authority and ability to shape our hearts according to His will and according to His image. It is so good. Every single time when I get into the depths of understanding who God is, how beautiful He is, how loving He is, I'm just wrecked every single time. It is a privilege, Jesus. It is such a cool thing. I don't have words. As Tommy said earlier today, I totally agree with his heart. Like, I don't even have words to describe how cool it is for us to have you, Jesus, in our lives. You ain't no idol. You ain't no demon or deception that we can believe in and then be like broken and like completely destroyed. You are something so real. You are something so big. You are something so good and loving. It is such an honor and a pleasure just to have you as a God. Thank you so much that you don't give up on us, that you don't stop halfway, that you always finish what you start with our lives, God. Thank you so much for what you are doing with this youth, God, that is in Transformation Center, Lord. They are so beautiful, God. From the beginning, God, before they even existed, you have already planned everything out. Nothing happens by mistake. Even that we are here praying together, God, releasing your heart and releasing your glory, you have already foreseen this, Lord. It's an amazing opportunity to run with the people that by my side, God. I know it's only the beginning for us, Jesus. Encourage, Papa, every heart to fall in love with that deep connection in prayer, God, in hearing your name clearly every single day of their lives. It doesn't matter what they do. They can work physically. They can work mentally. It doesn't matter on their careers. It doesn't matter on their daily duties and in chores. That they can stay connected to you, to your heart. That they can hear you. They can be loved by you and they can love you in return. Thank you, Jesus, for this amazing time, for your presence. You prepare the best for last, God. And every single season that we enter into, it gets better and better. You think you know something, you ain't know nothing. Because with God, He's a God of abundance and revelation and love and everything. I love you, Holy Spirit, that you can be with me and you can live in me. I can have a communion with you. I can have a relationship with you. And I can be connected to Papa's heart. Holy Spirit, train our hearts as a youth of Transformation Center. Train our hearts to be carriers of your glory, to be carriers of your heart's desires, to be carriers and passionate vessels that release your love, that release this new wave, God, of what you have prepared for this generation. Because with every generation, you look completely different. And your glory is just about to get poured out. Thank you for that, my God. Thank you for that, Jesus. Okay, amen. I want to bless you guys. One thing that I, a while back I understood this. People, when people curse other people, it works. When people bless other people, it works as well. So every listener that is hearing me right now, you know, as a leader and as a pastor, I do have authority, and I can release this blessing over every single person that hears me. I want to release God's wisdom over you. I want to release God's understanding over you. I want to release God's insights over you. Because when you understand His heart, you're never the same. Most of all, I want to release the presence of His love over you. So you get encountered and you get loved by Him. Whatever you are, I want to release favor right now. I feel like somebody is longing for relationships. They've been struggling with human relationships. I want to release that over you right now. That God is going to provide you the right people who you can grow with, who you can fall in love with God more, who you can truly discover yourself. Because I feel, and I just feel it, like people that are going to be coming into your lives, they're going to release a piece of puzzles into your life where you're going to discover yourself even more. Holy Spirit, just minister to that and on that right now, and I just release that. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for being such a gentleman. You want us to go after you. And I want to release this hunger after God, because we were talking before this prayer, and hunger for God, it's a gift from God. And I just want to release this gift over every person right now. You can't, your willpower is going to break. It's going to end. But the gift of God, this hunger that God's put in your belly, you cannot stop. You do the things that like your mind doesn't understand, but you go after it. You can't stop praying. You can't stop fasting. You can't stop running after Him, and it's never enough. That's where it's at. That's what true born-again Christian life looks like. And I want to release that over you. Restoration of families, children and parents. I want to release that right now over somebody. Thank you, Lord, that you are just breaking off that hard shell right now over the kids' hearts and over parents' hearts. That parents can learn how to love their kids and consciously be for them. And kids and their hearts can learn to honor parents. Truly honor parents the way your heart wants us to honor our authorities in our life. Thank you, Lord. Yes. I received that, and God bless you guys. Amen.